This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, the entertainment section of the Friday newspapers and Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Welcome back.
And you know, I'm hungry. And when I'm hungry, you know what happens.
You think about food?
I think about Chinese entertainment.
Oh, we're going to have another one from column A, B, or C?
Well, you know, 3 hours later, you crave it. So we might as well start now.
The idea being here that there's so much to do that you're not going to be able to do it all. So pick one here, pick one here, pick one here, and you've got a full weekend.
Precisely. And column A is music, because it's another one of those huge music weekends. Holy cow. Tonight, the Del Castillo Band is going to be at Second Street Live in Fort Smith. They have played with Styx, Los Lonely Boys, Los Lobos, Willie Nelson, and more. They call it flamenco, rock, Latin, blues, and world music.
Interesting.
So they're their own buffet.
Right.
Tickets are $40 for the 7:30 show, and you can find out more at 719-8783. But also tonight, also in Fort Smith, Eddie Money.
He of many hits from the 80s and 90s.
Two tickets to Paradise.
And the 70s.
And Take Me Home Tonight.
You know my favorite song he ever did?
No.
It was a song called Trinidad. It was released as a single. I don't think it charted very high, but it was like 1977.
Did it sound like you should go there and drink little drinks with umbrellas?
No. No, it was more of a power pop sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was happy with the little drinks with umbrellas. Okay. He's playing tonight at 8 o'clock at Newmyer's Rib Room in Fort Smith. Tickets are $27.50. Tomorrow, the Bellamy Brothers.
In Alma.
In Alma, country legends, crossover pop rockers. Best known for Let Your Love Flow. 8 o'clock Saturday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $25.
Right.
Three Dog Night.
We keep going further back. Each time.
Yeah, I don't think that was part of the menu, but, you know, Joy to the World, Shambhala, some of the original members actually still play in Three Dog Night. 8 o'clock Saturday at the Van Buren Fine Arts Center.
River Valley's just blowing up this weekend.
$36 for that show. And Sunday, you need to come back up to this side of the mountain for Windfest at West Fork, or rather Winslow, sorry. $5 to hear Isaiah's All-Stars, Left of Center, Another Fine Mess, and more bands starting at noon at the ballpark. And all proceeds go to Meals on Wheels and the Winslow Public Library. The Lyric Quintet is playing at 5 o'clock Sunday at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. Music of Mozart and Beethoven in the garden. And it is free. Oh, but we're not done yet.
No.
Kenny G's playing Sunday night.
At Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Yes. And as Kevin Kinder puts it, it might be elevator music, but Kenny G can't help it because he's sold more than 25 million albums.
Yeah.
25 million. 7 o'clock Sunday at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $76. Yes, they started at 58, but those are gone. So now they start at 76. And if that's not enough for you, Fayetteville's own Weclaimer, Lucinda Williams, just kind of popping through town for a show at 8 o'clock Sunday at George's Majestic Lounge. Tickets are just $20.
At George's?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something.
Yeah, the Lucinda Williams. It could be because her dad is Miller Williams and she comes to visit us. But
right.
$20 to see her in an intimate venue like George's. And just so you know, B.B. King's show Thursday at the Walton Arts Center sold out.
But, again, maybe show up and somebody...
Call them, and they do some different kinds of waitlist things. So call 443-5600 and ask them about waitlist opportunities. Column B is theater. Nonsense. The Little Sisters of Hoboken have this problem. They need to raise money to bury 52 of their colleagues. Because they were poisoned. By bad vichyssoise. Created by Sister Julia, the solution is a variety show, as you of course know, and you know it is Nonsense. And this is the Rogers Little Theater production, which opens tonight, and it's special for two reasons. This is their silver anniversary season, and they ask audiences to help choose the shows. This was one of the shows that they wanted to see again. Four of the five nuns are back from the original production 18 years ago, and they've got a lot of friends, so they're going to buy those seats. Judy Scott's back as Mother Superior, Jane Webb as Sister Robert Ann, Lana Arbuthnot as Sister Mary Amnesia, and Kathy McClure as Sister Mary Hubert, and they're joined by Autumn Trout. It's going to be a lot of fun. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and then runs again the next two weekends. And you should call 631-8988. Mm-hmm. Also, on the other side of our listening area, at the Lyric Theater in Harrison, a Southern comedy in the vein of Dearly Beloved, set at Spotty Da, an abandoned church turned day spa. Love it. It's called Hallelujah Girls, and show times are 7:30 today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday.
Okay.
And tickets are $10. And the 39 Steps.
Still going.
Theater Squared's smash hit, extended for another week, 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets are $10 to $24. And The Case of the Suicidal Secretary. The Village Players doing dinner theater at 7 o'clock Saturday at World Garden in Bentonville. Of course, it comes with food and tickets are $30.
Just one night? Just mm-hmm. Saturday? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And because we've only got two columns and you must have three, column C is, oh, for heaven's sake, just do something fun. Tonight is the final third Friday, the last Twilight Walk in Rogers. Goes on until 9 o'clock in the Rogers Historic District. Artists, sales, food, music, all sorts of things. Tonight is also the Banff Film Festival.
All about mountains and mountaineering and extreme adventures.
Beautiful looking films. They were here last year. It's a world tour thing that the Banff Mountain Film Festival does. And they will be here tonight from 6:30 to 9:30 at the University of Arkansas Global Campus. We call it Continuing Ed.
Right, right. Just there on the corner of the Fayetteville Square.
And tickets are $16, but you should know they are cash only. Tomorrow, the 26th Annual Cane Hill Harvest Festival starts with breakfast at 7 o'clock. 19 miles west of Fayetteville on US 62.
Is breakfast at the Cane Hill College building?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Here's what's interesting about the Cane Hill College. It was built in 1886, and it's the fifth building. They started being the center of education in Northwest Arkansas in the 1830s. Also tomorrow, the Mosaic Studio opening at the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center, just a stone's throw from where we are, across from the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. They're going to start doing mosaic classes and weekend workshops, and you can find out more if you drop by tomorrow from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Also opening this weekend, Honky Tonk, Portraits of Country Music, 1972 to 1981. It's a traveling exhibit at Rogers Historical Museum, and it'll be there through November 6th. Saturday and Sunday is the Northwest Arkansas Mountain Bike Championship, which is at Devil's Den and includes a downhill race, a trials competition, and a cross-country race. They tell me the trials competition is really fun to watch because it's like they create a course with giant Legos and you have to get your bike down it without ever having to put your feet down.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I can barely not hurt myself. But you can find out more about that at arkansasstateparks.com/devilsden. And on Sunday, Local Fresh and Pasta, a demonstration with Chef Lou Rice at 1 o'clock at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. And that's free with garden admission.
This is all happening within the next 48 hours or less.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
And if you can't remember this or you can't make up your mind, you can find a printed menu at nwaonline.com/whatsup.
You can also find it in a newspaper rack right now, can't you?
It's a concept, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.